I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream. One day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world.
We're not getting any younger. Don't you think it's time? Aren't you getting tired of all this shit? Banging around, hustling around?
What, are you trying to handicap me?
I'm gonna do you one better. I'm trying to marry you. You wanna marry me? I'm serious. Yeah, I want to settle down. I want a family.
You got the wrong girl, Sam.
I know I'd be a good father. I know you'd be a good mother.
You don't know me. What do you know me to? 3 months. What do you know?
I'm 43 years old. I don't want to wait. I know you well enough to know that I really love you very much. And I can't think of anybody better to be with. And I don't feel like waiting anymore.
I know a lot of happily married people, Sam, because I don't.
Yeah, I know all that.
I care about you. But I just don't have those kind of feelings for you. I'm sorry. I'm not in love with you.
I
understand. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that can grow. As long as there's a mutual respect, that kind of thing can grow. I'm realistic. I can accept that. But you know, what is love anyway? It's a mutual respect. It's a devotion. It's a caring from one person to another. And if we could set up some kind of foundation based on that mutual respect, I feel that eventually you would care enough about me that I can live with that.
If it doesn't work out, you know, if it doesn't play out, then what happens to me?
You know, I'm doing well now, and I'm going to do even better. And so whatever happens, if it doesn't work out between us, I'm going to make sure you're okay for the rest of your life. And if there are kids, especially, you know, I'll take care of you better than you'd ever imagine.
What are you pitching me?
Just when I said, you'll be set up for the rest of your life. That I can promise you. Want to take a chance?
Thank you. Mr.
Scott.
Mr. Scott. Pleased to meet you. I'm Aaron.
Aaron. Well, what can I do for you, Aaron?
Well, believe it or not, I'm on the prowl for some water records.
You come to the right place.
I guess I did.
You just tell me what you want to look at, and I'd be glad to dig them out for you.
I wish I knew. It's for my boss. He's in this water dispute, and he wants me to find all kinds of papers just from all kinds of places. You know, it would probably be easiest if I just squeezed back there and poked around myself. Would that be all right with you?
Oh, heck yeah. Come on back.
All right. Now, Ms. Vita, being an expert on general automotive knowledge, can you tell me what would the correct ignition timing be on a 1955 Bel Air Chevrolet with a 327 cubic inch engine and a four-barrel carburetor?
It's a bullshit question.
Does that mean that you can't answer it?
It's a bullshit question. It's impossible to answer.
Impossible because you don't know the answer.
Nobody could answer that question.
Your Honor, I move to disqualify Ms. Vito as an expert witness.
Can you answer the question?
No, it is a trick question.
Why is it a trick question?
Watch this.
The Chevy didn't make a 327 in 55. The 327 didn't come out till 62. And it wasn't offered in the Bel Air with a four-barrel carb till 64. However, in 1964, the correct ignition timing would be 4 degrees before top dead center.
Well, she's acceptable, Your Honor.
Well, I have just one more question before I call Airman O'Malley and Airman Rodriguez. If you gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, and your orders are always followed, then why would Santiago be in danger? Why would it be necessary to transfer him off the base?
Santiago was a substandard Marine. He was being transferred.
It's not what you said. You said he was being transferred because he was in grave danger.
That's correct.
You said he was in danger. I said grave danger. You said, is there any?
I recall what I said.
I can have the court reporter read back to you.
I know what I said. I don't have to have it read back to me like I'm.
Why the two orders? Colonel?
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
No, sir. You made it clear just a moment ago that your men never take matters in their own hands. Your men follow orders or people die. So Santiago shouldn't have been in any danger at all, should he have, Colonel?
You snotty little bastard.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
The court will wait for an answer.
If Lieutenant Kendrick gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, then why did he have to be transferred? Colonel? Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
Object!
And when it went bad, you cut these guys loose!
Your Honor,
you have murderous inside a bony transport!
Your Honor,
you doctored the logbook!
Damn,
you coerced the doctor!
Consider yourself in contempt!
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth! Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did!